You know, it's really hard to speak after Teddy. I've never heard so many adjectives before in my life. But listen, thank you all for coming tonight and helping us celebrate the opportunity to represent South Dakota for another 2 years in the United States House of Representatives. It is truly extremely humbling for me and my family to be able to do that. I do want to thank Paula for an issue that crossed the state of South Dakota, focused on what South Dakotans were facing, their challenges. And we talked about those issues, and she worked very hard. So I do want to thank her for running a good campaign. I want to thank Josh and Kylie and Beth and Ashley for all their hard work. That's my campaign team. And you probably have met them because they worked very, very hard to help us run this campaign and run it and win. They mean the world to me. I love them like family. And since we're talking about family, I think all of you know how much I love my family. I have a wonderful husband that supports me in everything that I do. It's kind of shocking what he's willing to do to help me be successful. He has traveled across the state and spoke at events when I couldn't be there. He's helped us get up at 4 a.m. and drive across the state to do something because he knows and he understands that I'm a better person when he's with me and the kids are with me and that I'm happier and we can serve South Dakota as a family. My kids have never once questioned going to events with me. I think if you've seen me different places, you've probably seen some of my kids with me. And I so appreciate them and their dedication to helping me do my job well. We don't just represent you as one person, we represent you as a family. And so would you please bless my family by giving them a round of applause? Listen, folks, South Dakota families are struggling. Those in agriculture are seeing low commodity prices, low livestock prices. We've seen families across the state that are facing more regulations in their small businesses. Taxes have gone up, healthcare costs have gone up, and they're struggling. And while we've been able in Washington, D.C. to get some small victories, our biggest problems have not yet been solved. And so that is why I ran for another 2 years to represent South Dakota and Washington, D.C. I know we have big problems ahead of us, and they need to be fixed, and I'm tough, and I can do it. I promise you that I will be strong, that I will represent you and work for you each and every day. Those of you who know me know that I love the Lord, and that my faith causes me to be somebody that you can trust, that will tell you the truth, that believes in serving other people, but also that it's important to fight when you have core values and principles that are worth fighting for. And that's what I pledge that I will do for the people of South Dakota in the next 2 years. So yes, we have challenges as a country, and we need strong leadership. And I will do all that I can to be a leader that you can look to lead in a strong battle that we have ahead of us. But I believe this. I believe we will overcome. I am extremely humbled by the opportunity to represent South Dakota. Thank you so much for the trust that you've put in me tonight, and God bless America. Have a good night.